We'd smoke all of it. We'd smoke the shoulders and the hams and the middlings. That middling meat, you know, the bacon, what we call the bacon, you know. That's real good hickory smoked, you know, and cured out in a smokehouse. That's real good.
Did you ever use, I've heard of using salt pork with vegetables. Now, is that smoked or is that just salted down or?
Well, usually that you buy, it's just salt pork, you know.
It's not smoked.
But now the jaws and so on like that you buy, all of that is, it's either smoked or it's got that liquid smoke on it, you know.
I see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And most all, of course you can get salt meat that hasn't been smoked. It's just white salt meat, you know. You buy it, that's...
What part is that then?
That'd be the middlings. Yeah. And a big hog, or a sure enough a big one, well, there's a place on the shoulder that you can cut off, and you have a small middling of meat, you know, on a big hog. Well, you get it's just bacon is what it is, you know, and we used to smoke that real yellow and use it for bacon, just slice it just like we did the middlings, you know.
I see. Mm-hmm.
It's real good.
You mentioned that even today you find a few wild hogs out.
Yes, yeah, there's a few. They've made it now for several years because there hasn't been anyone that's taken any care of any hogs or anything. And yeah, last week I seen over there where there'd been some wild hogs.
Would you, you mentioned to me, but I wish you put it on tape. How you can tell that they've been there? Would you just mention that?
The hog?
Yeah, how can you tell that they've been there?
Well, they root in the ground, that is, they burrow. Now, we've got this little old armadillo here in this country. I don't know where they come from here. They wasn't here when I was a kid, you know, but they're here in these woods and everything. And they root up the ground a little bit like a hog or like a pig, but you can tell a little bit difference in it if you look close. But that's one way you can tell it's been a hog, because they just open up a fur, you know, in the ground and just roll out. Now armadillo just makes little holes along, you know, and just kind of go, but a hog just lays that back, just makes a fur there, you know, and just lays that back. And then you'll see where he's wallowed in the mud holes, if there's any in these mud holes in these forests out there, in these old roads, and this mud holes, water stands all winter, you know, and some of them, biggest part of the summer. And they'll water when they get hot, you know, a hog, it's just nature. He'll waller in those mud holes, and you see where they've wallered. Then you see out there where he's went out there after he wallered, and he'll rub himself on a tree, and that old clay that he's got, that'll stay there for years on the side of that tree, you know.
Nice. He'll work it off.
Yeah, he'll just, I don't know whether it's lice or what it is, but a hog just, he just naturally likes to rub himself on something, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's the way them wildlings, of course, they've got that nature too. And
where did you find those? Are they tushes or what?
Yeah, that's tushes. That's what it is. I call them tusks, you know. And I always said tush. You'll find them where one's been killed or something. They used to just let them run out and the